Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Tuesday the 21st of July. Here's your quick catch up on what everyone's talking about across Sheffield and South Yorkshire today. A Rotherham man has been charged with the murder of former government minister Anne Widdecombe. Joshua Kerry is due to appear in court as the investigation continues. Prosecutors say inquiries into the motive, including any possible political or terrorist connection, remain ongoing. Elsewhere, an independent review has identified historic accounting and budgetary failures involving around £65 million of capital spending financed through borrowing for South Yorkshire Police. The money was spent on legitimate essentials, including vehicles, equipment, IT and the police estate, but the corresponding accounting and budgetary provision was not properly made. The review found no misuse or misappropriation of police funds, and changes have now been made to strengthen financial governance. In Sheffield, a man accused of murdering mum Shanice Brooks has pleaded not guilty at Sheffield Crown Court. Police described the 30-year-old mother as an innocent bystander after she was shot near the 141 bar in May. Jamel Roney also denied wounding another person with intent and possessing criminal cash, but pleaded guilty to possessing a handgun. A trial is scheduled for January 2027. Now, if you're travelling between Sheffield and London, you'll want to check before setting off. East Midlands Railway is running a temporary reduced intercity timetable while reliability problems affecting its trains are addressed. A number of direct Sheffield to London services have been cut, while some others are running with fewer carriages. There is currently no confirmed date for the full timetable to return. And one of yesterday's biggest stories in Sheffield saw IKEA's Tinsley store evacuated following what the retailer described as a safety concern. Customers and staff were asked to leave the building, with IKEA saying at the time that it would reopen as soon as possible. The company did not publicly provide further details about what prompted the evacuation. In politics, Sheffield Heeley MP Louise Haig has been handed one of the most senior positions in the new government. She has been appointed First Secretary of State, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, and Minister for the Cabinet Office. She is one of three South Yorkshire MPs handed major cabinet roles. Looking ahead to the weekend, Tramlines returns to Hillsborough Park this Friday for three huge days of music. Fatboy Slim, Cortinas, and Wolf Alice are among the biggest names on the bill, with thousands of people expected to head to Hillsborough. Festival goers are being encouraged to use public transport, with no parking available around the festival site. In football, Sheffield United have signed experienced Republic of Ireland international Matt Doherty. The former Wolves and Tottenham defender has joined the Blades on a one-year deal with the option of another season, bringing close to 400 senior appearances with him. There are also changes for anyone driving to Sheffield Railway Station. New ANPR cameras are being introduced as part of the redesigned road layout around the forecourt. Private hire vehicles are required to collect passengers from Cross Turner Street, while blue badge holders should check the new parking arrangements. And there could be a much bigger future ahead for Sheffield's famous Crucible Theatre. New concept images have revealed how the venue could look following a proposed £45 million redevelopment, with capacity potentially increasing from 964 to around 1,500 seats. In the city centre, Urban Outfitters is coming to Sheffield after signing for a new 8,500 square foot store in the heart of the city development. And over at Meadow Hall, JD Sports will open its much larger new store on Thursday the 30th of July. The new shop will be almost three times the size of its previous site. Finally, if you're looking for something to do today, there's plenty happening across Sheffield. There's Baby Friendly Art Club and a curator tour at the Millennium Gallery, treasure hunts around the city, a journaling workshop, life drawing, and you can even bedazzle your own cowboy hat at Cambridge Street Collective. And this evening, Toad King brings storytelling and live music to Alder in Neepsend. That's your Rate Good Sheffield update for Tuesday the 21st of July.
You're listening to Sheffield's Rate Good Podcast.